Many look forward to seeing the day when the kids move out, and many look forward to the day they don't have to work. The irony? Parents discover an empty nest and start missing the kids. The retired discover no work means lots of free time, and they don't know how to fill it at first. These seasons can be daunting at the beginning and quite a transitional time. But what do they do now? When they seek the leader, our Lord, He can guide them into new adventures that will fill those empty places. Will you stop and pray for those who have entered the season of emptiness and or retired to find there is a time for everything under the sun? Father God, we thank You that empty nesting is normal, that there are seasons in life where the kids move on because the kids aren't ours. In fact, in a paradox of children, God, You gave us these children, but they're not ours. You destined us to receive them with open arms, but to hold them close with open hands. You shaped us to love, to be needed, and yet commissioned us to train children to need us less and less. You wired our impulse to scoop them up when they fall, and also instilled the intuition to teach them how to stand on their own. You instilled a nesting instinct that would culminate in an empty nest. And Father, we also know that You have caused us to work, and it is a good thing, but there's also a time where we have to stop, either by force or by need, physical need, or by choice. And so, Father, help those that are in that season as well to not get caught up doing things that would be a waste of time, but instead fulfilling, that they would find direction from You. They would find opportunities to minister and to serve and to volunteer, perhaps even as they get grandchildren, to watch them or watch other people's kids, that they'd be able to focus on their marriage if they are married, or life with You, Father God, if single, that they would have more time to spend with You and in prayer since they have less kid distractions, and that they would be cautious of self-indulgence versus unselfish love for You. They would review their roles and see how You see that. Then they would identify any regrets and pray until they trust that You would work all things together for good, even their mistakes. For those that have just had their children leave, that they would be a safe place for children to visit, a home where no one has to be perfect, that they would accept and not reject or fight this new stage of their life, and they would seek You, Father, what to do in this season, and that instead of thinking of their nest as empty, as open, and finding younger parents to invest in and thinking beyond the nest. And we thank You, Lord, that nothing is over until You take us home, and even then we begin another adventure. And we thank You for each season of our life, for there is a time for everything.